Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the lovely mountains of California. Guess what? The Peaceful Life Podcast has been on the air for a little over 4 months, and I just reached over 2,000 downloads. But I don't advertise anywhere because I was hoping that people who needed the Peaceful Life Podcast would organically just find it. And you have. So thank you. And if you like the show, the best way to support it is to tell a friend or review it on Apple Podcasts so others can find it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. Now, I've received some really lovely feedback about the shows, but it seems one particular episode hit a nerve with my listeners out there, and that was Living a Magical Life. I received about 5 times the feedback on that one, and how wonderful and magical is that? So here are a couple of my recent messages that I'd like to share with you. I can so identify with what you said about the magic in your life. So many happy coincidences have happened to me, and because I'm Christian, I attribute it to God blessing us. One happened when my daughter was a little girl, about 4. We didn't have a lot of money back then, as my husband had just lost his job. One Saturday, my daughter and I watched a Shirley Temple movie, and she was completely obsessed. She wanted to be just like her. She kept saying she wanted a Shirley Temple dress, a Shirley Temple dress. I looked at the dress, and it was checkered with a big white bib and a bow at the neck. Since the movie was in black and white, I really couldn't tell the colors. Well, I never promised anything because I really couldn't afford new clothes back then. In fact, I got all of our clothes at thrift stores. Plus, that dress was like, 70 years old. But the next time I went to Goodwill, there it was, a Shirley Temple dress in my daughter's exact size, just hanging on the kids' rack. It was almost an exact replica of what was in the movie. I think I spent all of $5 on it, and my daughter was so happy. As soon as she saw it, I didn't even have to say anything. She shouted, "My Shirley Temple dress!" Anyway, that was my story, and thank you for reminding us that there is magic in the world. Sincerely, Marianne R. Oh, thank you for writing and telling that story, Marianne. That is so lovely. And I don't know how old your daughter is now, but I'm sure she was so happy with the magic that God, Goddess, whomever, the universe brought to you on that day, giving your daughter her Shirley Temple dress. That makes me feel very happy. Here's another one. Hi, I want to respond to 2 of your shows, Nature and The Magical Life. First, the nature one was so spot on. I had just started to make time in each day to get out and just take a walk. I work from home and often spend 8 to 10 hours at the computer a day. Ever since I started taking a break and walking in the middle of the day, I've become so much more productive and happier, and I don't burn out at the end of the day. I make sure to do the 5 senses exercise about breathing, smelling, watching, listening, and sometimes I'll take along my lunch and just sit and observe the world around me. It's unbelievable how much I needed this in my life, and I encourage everyone to do it. Secondly, about magic. I often find things in my house that aren't mine. They just show up out of nowhere. Sometimes it's money, sometimes jewelry. I found a pearl ring once just sitting on my kitchen counter. So strange because I live alone. But the weirdest thing is sometimes these things go away too. I wore the pearl ring for about a week until one day I noticed it was gone from my finger. It had disappeared as mysteriously as it had appeared. I never have told anyone about this. I just accept it as gifts from the universe. Life is magic. P.S. I love your show and look forward to more cool episodes. Sincerely, Robin R. Well, thank you, Robin. That is indeed a magical gift that you're getting from I don't know who, but you are lucky in that you are manifesting money and jewelry and things in your home. That is kind of incredible. It's not spooky at all. It was at first I was going to say it's spooky, but it's not, because those are just gifts to you and accept them. And I'm glad that you told us about this. And thank you for the kudos and keep tuning in. And here's a really cool feedback message that I got from a woman named Caroline. When I heard your episode about living a magical life, I had to share my story about something that was unexplainable. I had inherited my grandfather's house in rural North Carolina, where I had spent many happy summers as a kid. My husband and I were taking some time to fix it up last year when a guy just showed up in a truck with tools and asked for work. His name was John. He seemed really familiar to me, but we had never met before. We really didn't know many people in that town. Since we did need help, we hired John, and he actually helped with a lot of the handyman work, fixing the porch railing, drywalling, and painting. But I couldn't shake the feeling that he was familiar. Then one day, I was pulling weeds in the front yard, and John was taking a break. He was sitting on the steps with one foot on the ground, one on the first step. He had a transistor radio, remember those, where he was listening to some baseball game, and a can of Coke sat next to him. I gasped. My husband came up to me and was like, "What's wrong?" I pointed to John and said, "I have a picture of my grandfather in that very scene." Oh, I just got chills reading that. I realized that John reminded me of my grandpa Ted. Even his posture was like my grandfather's, a little hunched over. That night, I dug up the picture in my old photo album and showed it to my husband, and his eyes bugged out. He said, "That is John." I know, right? There was even a radio in the picture and a can of beer, although not Coke. But Grandpa had one foot on the ground and one foot on the first step, just like how John was sitting that afternoon. It was so weird. I don't know if Grandpa Ted sent John to us to help fix up his house, or if it was him, who knows, like reincarnated. All I know is that it was a magical moment in my life. Sincerely, Caroline D. Well, I still have chills from that story. I think that is incredibly amazing. And in my world, I would say that John was the reincarnation of your grandfather, and he came to help you fix up his own house. But that's just my belief system. I'm glad you recognized it as magic in your life, and I hope that you continued to be kind to John and envelop him in your life. So thank you for listening to my second listener mail episode. I really want to reiterate that I appreciate each and every listener out there. You are incredible human beings. I love getting feedback. So if you have a minute or two, drop me a line. Tell me your stories. Talk to me about the magic in your life or anything else. I'm here and I'm listening. Have a wonderful week and go in peace.